UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio. UTA.
UTARadio.com.
Denton's own Sarah Jaffe has been writing and recording since she was in her teens. Now, with her seventh studio album out, we caught up with Jaffe at a recent performance and asked, what's the difference between Jaffe then and now?
Just like any other thing, like you grow up and as a person, you get older, you're not 17 anymore. So the same goes for music. I've just grown musically in a lot of different ways, played a lot of shows since then. So things naturally just kind of evolve and progress organically.
Yeah, and so the subject matter, is that a little more mature nowadays?
Oh, sure.
Now, the new album is about to drop in July, right?
July, yes,
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
What direction are we taking with Bad Baby, do you think?
You know, it's kind of a number of things. I think it's a lot of pop. It's a lot of electronic. There is also some organic. Like, we'll always try to keep some organic elements in there to kind of ground it. So I find that it's kind of, now that I've gone like above and beyond in the electronic realm, for me, I find that it's easier to kind of fall back in the middle and kind of explore wherever I want to sonically. And I think when I jumped to The Body Wins, which is the second record, you know, coming from Suburban Nature, The Body Wins was sonically very different. So I really just, I find myself kind of running the gamut with a lot of sounds, and a lot of that inspiration comes from the people that I play with. So
that sound of yours was kind of folky at first, and then
sure.
Some people called it indie, and then you started to take that electronic
people
kind of detour.
People call all the things, you know, like, and that's fine, but I just don't believe that people listen to music in a square way. So I mean, nowadays everyone, I would imagine that you listen to just about everything. I'm sure you have your taste, but I'm the same way. Like, I listen to everything. And
so why not write and play that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, I digest in a certain way, for sure. Like, I'm not going to... I don't want to say I'm not going to, but I can't really foresee me, like, pushing the envelope so drastically that I would shock myself. Like, I'm not in it to shock anybody. I'm in it to grow and to have fun. So some of those things are more pop, and some of them are more electronic, and some may lend themselves to be more folk.
So how do you write? What's the process? Does it start with a melody, or does it start with words? What works for you?
All different things. It's usually, nowadays I do a lot of thinking when I'm on the road. So a lot of times I'll toss around like a phrase or a melody even in my head for a long time. And it kind of sits there in the corner of my mind for a little bit until it kind of oozes its way out. And then a lot of times I'll scrap a song entirely and recycle like bits and pieces from old songs that I didn't want to do anything with for one reason or another. And I'll use like phrases from those songs and recycle them and they fit perfectly into another song. So it's just kind of all different. I mean, I'm definitely one of those people that's, I always gravitate towards a melody first. If the melody is there, that I find that the words kind of come naturally.
So do you have a lot of song, word, and maybe melody orphans laying around looking for a home?
Funny way to put it. Yes, I do. There's a lot of orphans. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to ask you a little bit about college radio in general, and if you have an opinion on, if college radio helps in terms of artists like yourself in getting your music out there.
Absolutely.
What's your opinion on it?
110%. It helps. Radio in general, I think. It's obviously a much different thing nowadays, but especially college radio, because for the most part, like, these are the people that are coming out to shows, and it's a community that listens to this radio. So it's the same with 7, it's the same with your college station, like, all around. Like, I find that that's quite possibly one of the most important things, is radio in general.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.